Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
You going in to vote?
At a busy polling site in southwest Fort Worth, Republican Connie Burton is trying to make one last connection with voters before they cast their ballots.
Good. Thank you for coming out.
My pleasure.
The 51-year-old Tea Party organizer from Colleyville cut her teeth on Senator Ted Cruz's upset campaign. Burton compares herself to opponent Libby Willis, the Democrat, this way.
She's a tax and spend liberal. I am a limited government, pro-freedom, pro-liberty conservative.
At her campaign headquarters a few miles north, 55-year-old Willis is getting ready for a town hall teleconference.
You know, kind of an opportunity for you to make some opening comments.
The former president of the Fort Worth League of Neighborhoods agrees with Burton on one thing. This is a match between polar opposites.
She is somebody who is an extreme person who wants to go to Austin and pick a fight. I'm a problem solver, and I want to go to Austin to work with everybody to find solutions.
Willis is trying to reach Republicans and independents outside her party. It's what Democrat Wendy Davis, now running for governor, did 2 years ago to win re-election in the district that leans Republican. The race is considered pivotal because if Burton wins, Republicans in the Texas Senate will be within one vote of blocking any measure Democrats want to bring to the floor for consideration. Willis believes that's crucial as she and other Democrats fight to restore money cut from public education.
I am one who believes that we ought to have that 1 to 22 student-teacher ratio, at least in that K through 4. That's very important. We are not paying our teachers adequately. It always comes back to funding. And so I believe that it's our number one duty in state government to fully fund public education.
Willis says all of that can be done without taxes and fees because state revenues are increasing. Burton isn't so sure.
It's a very typical more money, more spending, higher taxes, you know, for her in terms of education. For me, it's more of choices, whether it's being able to transfer within a public school district so that parents and kids have more choices in that, or if it's charter schools.
School choice for some Republicans has also meant using tax dollars for private school vouchers, which is something Willis and most Democrats oppose. Burton says vouchers should be considered, but she hasn't signed off on the idea.
I'm not looking to go down and just, you know, say we need vouchers. Absolutely not. No.
Willis and Burton disagree on a host of other issues, too. In-state tuition for undocumented high school students, expanding Medicaid to bring in more than $100 billion federal dollars, and abortion. During a WFAA TV debate, the candidates tangled when asked whether abortion should be available to women who are raped or become pregnant through incest. Burton said no.
We are talking about a life. I will always protect the right for life. Always.
Willis said abortion should be an option.
I believe it should be available. I believe that's a very private decision that women and their doctors have to make, and I believe we've had government overreach.
With such stark differences in the Senate's balance of power at stake, campaign contributions are pouring into this race. Burton and Willis each have collected nearly $2 million since July. Senate District 10 is on track to be the most expensive Texas legislative race this year. Right now, it's too close to call. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.